We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's go out right now and talk to our buddy, our pal, our former boss. He reported to me back then. He still reports to me. I said, be on the show around 6:40.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, you know what? I'll put you on a couple minutes late just because that's what I do to your dad. I'll do it to you as well. But we love him, Mr. Spike Eskin. Good morning, Spike.
You know, officially, as far as the how it goes, I am still your boss. Like, I'm still above you on the org chart. So don't, I know you're getting, you know, your peacock in and walking around and doing the, oh, I'm the morning guy now, yada, yada, yada. Still your boss in some way. So don't forget that.
All right, Spike, so you were part of this 5 years ago when we first conceived this idea of a free throw shooting contest, which, candidly, I failed at a couple years ago. It wasn't a bad showing, but it wasn't good enough. What are your expectations? I mean, I'm going
Spike
against...
was there. Spike
I know
witnessed
he was.
It.
I know he was.
Witnessed the failure in the aftermath.
Yeah. Well, the two things to know about you, Joe, in this particular situation, maybe three things, the most important things. One, you are fantastically unathletic. And that is, you're as unathletic as anyone would guess just looking at you. But at the same time, and I could tell from the first free throw you shot that day, you are more competent than one would expect,
yes,
given how unathletic you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that
well
is
said.
The and I could see, I remember that day seeing Richie's face like, oh no.
I remember that moment
too. This might get real.
The third and most important thing is that even though you are more competent than one would guess, your confidence far outweighs your competence.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'll tell you this, Blake, this one could be different because while I do feel pretty good, I mean, there's people here. There's obviously going to be more people here in about 2 hours when I shoot. And, you know, this isn't me against me. I mean, this is me against Jameer Nelson. This is me against Lionel Simmons.
Yeah. So a couple of things to realize there. First of all, I don't know if you've watched warm-ups of, like, you know, really good basketball players before, and Jameer Nelson played in the NBA and sort of like Dwight Howard shoots threes in warm-ups.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? The free throws are.
And he makes them.
Well, here's the Spike, here's the thing that really goes against me. Let's say there's an NBA player that shoots, I'll just say 80% for their career. Well, the reality is that's in a game in which they're sweating and they're tired when they get to the line. If they weren't in a game.
And there's like 20,000 people there.
Yeah, if they're not in a game, they're probably shooting 85% or something because they're not tired. So that part works against me.
You expect to be tired?
I don't mean to.
Yeah,
he'll be tired. He was tired. He was tired by the 30th free throw.
I think he was.
But Spike, here's the deal, man. At least I'm going to show up on Lake Embiid last night. Let's get to it. In your opinion, did Joel Embiid, because I think he did Joel Embiid lose the MVP award last night?
You know, amazingly, I think he could still win it. But not playing last night after that interview came out yesterday is one of the lamest things I've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete that I like ever do. And people keep telling me the playoffs are more important. And that is for sure the playoffs are more important. But you need the entire context of it to really judge it. I still think he could win. I think if they have important enough games, you know, they play Milwaukee, they play Boston, they play Miami. There are high-profile enough games that if he balls out and Jokic doesn't, I still think he could win. But, man, what a moment it would have been last night if he played great and they won and really just put the entire thing to bed. What a just an incredibly disappointing turn of events.
You know what it is in one word? It's typical.
Yeah. See, you make it sound like he didn't want to play. Joe, you make it sound like he did not want to play. Spike, did Joel want to play against Jokic last night?
I will say this, and I will say this once, because people are supposing that the Sixers told him he couldn't play or they made the decision. Joel decides when Joel plays.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
100% of the time, every time. Every time over the last 8 years or however many years, 5 years playing, every time we've seen him as a game-time decision, that decision has always been Joel's.
So now, did he help his team's chances in the postseason by doing what he did? Was it a selfless act yesterday?
There's a Pollyanna question if there's ever been one.
Well, wouldn't a true selfless act just be resting against Phoenix then playing Denver? I don't know. I think you could make the argument that, yes, he has never been healthy during a playoff run, and that the thing he could do to optimize the playoff run is to rest. But then he should be resting every other game. And he was just talking about when he was on that run 2 weeks ago and they were asking him why he was playing so well. He was talking about because he was so healthy. So I don't know, man. It's just like, don't do the interview, man. don't do the interview talking about how you're better than Jokic and then don't play Jokic. Nothing will matter if they don't get past the second round anyway. Whether he played last night or didn't play last night, ultimately it will come down to if they get to the conference finals and he plays great, we'll forget about all of this. But typical, I think, is a good way to put it.
Spike, quick question for you. Let's just hop topics for a second. You've obviously been in New York for about 2 years now, but you got the Philly roots. Which one hurts you more, Phillies losing the World Series or Eagles losing the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Eagles, for sure. I mean, because you go into the Eagles game thinking that they're going to win.
Yep.
I thought – so being in New York, I see a lot of Astros games, and I saw them sweep the Yankees. Honestly, when it was that matchup, I thought the Phillies had no chance. The Astros just seemed like it on a different level than any other baseball team I watched last year. But that was sort of how the Eagles seemed most of the season. And to have, you know, the Eagles felt like the Astros in that scenario. So for them to lose that one was a bigger bummer than the Phillies one was.
You know what they did, Spike? The Eagles blew it. And we've seen plenty of times in Philly sports history where a team loses in the championship round. And oftentimes it's against the better teams. 0-1 Sixers didn't blow it against the Lakers. They just lost to a better team. Eagles blew it. I mean, the Eagles blew a Super Bowl. That's hard to deal with, man.
They had 10-point lead at halftime, right?
10-point lead at halftime, better team. Yeah. There was no doubt about it. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes won that game. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Hey, Spike.
And Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, he did. Spike, thanks for being on the show today, man. I will expect some kind of congratulatory text from you around 9:15 or so.
One thing I'd like to introduce, I'm sorry for taking 30 more seconds, but a potential conspiracy in this entire thing.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
And Joe, I didn't ask if your permission to bring this up, but I do believe that Jameer and Joe have the same representation.
Oh, wow.
Hold on a second. Stop the presses here.
If he finishes ahead of Jameer Nelson, all I'm going to say is that I watched WWE for a long time, man. And, you know, your own version of Mouth in the South, Jimmy Hart, or Bobby Heenan may have told the other guy, you know, a little elbow in the ribs. This will be good for Joe's career. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I know of no such arrangement, but I'm disappointed in myself. I didn't think of it first. Spike, okay. Well done, buddy. Thank you, Spike. Yeah. All right, there he is. Spike asking. Thanks.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.